Have you ever wanted to throw out the first pitch at a Cardinals game? Become a Design Air Heating and Cooling customer and you'll get that chance. Call this number now, 314-739-1600. 314-739-1600. Become a Design Air Heating and Cooling customer and you could be throwing out a first pitch and receive four all-inclusive tickets to that game. 314-739-1600. The chance of a lifetime, thanks to Design Air Heating and Cooling, proud partner of the St. Louis Cardinals.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. There's never been a better time to look at a refinance. Maybe it's time to get rid of the PMI or get some cash out to pay off the credit cards. 5 minutes could save you $500 a month. Thehomeloanexpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Wednesday morning on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com, we visit with Brian Walton of thecardinalnation.com. Always great insight on what's happening with the minor leagues with Brian. And I would advise you to go to his website. You want to find out about the Cardinals, their young players, write-ups on Randy Arozarena, Mark Budaska, and others. Well, go to his website, thecardinalnation.com. Brian, good morning to you.
Good morning, Dan.
Well, the Cardinals have won four straight. It's not just about the minor leagues you write about. You write about the major league club. They're beating up on the teams that they're supposed to beat. So this is a pleasant Wednesday morning that we have the chance to visit with.
Yes, obviously they're getting good pitching again, which is important, and they're getting just enough offense. You know, they're still not scoring enough runs to, you know, make these comfortable wins, but it's good to see them obviously beat the teams that they should be beating.
At some point, we're going to see Randy Arozarena. We've been talking a lot about him on this podcast. What kind of player can fans expect when they see Randy Arozarena?
Well, you know, there's this whole groundswell of support for Randy because he's had such a tremendous year between Springfield and Memphis. You know, the minor league player of the month in June and July, continued to hit in August. I think he had a 37-game on-base streak when he left Memphis. But Randy's, you know, profile is actually very similar to Lane Thomas. Good speed, good defender. Nice, good, solid throwing arm. Where Arozarena has his strength is in his hit tool, and where Thomas has his strength is in power. But other than that, they profile fairly similarly. And, you know, they're probably reserve outfielders, but you never know. With a guy like Arozarena who's only had a few years in the U.S., you know, maybe his ceiling is higher than what the scouts said.
Where was he primarily playing, and where was he hitting in the lineup?
Well, he was primarily in the recent weeks at the top of the lineup in Memphis, and he was directed by St. Louis to play in center field. Now, when Ben Johnson, the manager, put his regular lineups together, he put Lane Thomas in center. Thomas is a superior defender, in my opinion. But they were asked to put Arozarena specifically in center over the last month or so to see how he plays out there. And I think I don't know this for a fact, but my intuition says that was because Harrison Bader was struggling and they wanted to see if Arozarena could be part of the solution for in center field. About that time, over the last month, then Thomas started to hit as well. And actually, over the last 30 days at Memphis, Thomas's OPS was slightly above Arozarena's, but they were both OPSing over 1,000. So, you know, we're talking about, and actually the entire outfield in Memphis has all been hitting well, and Memphis has had a nice little turnaround, late in the season. So, you know, Thomas was up, he didn't get to play, and now Arozarena's up, and yeah, the Cardinals have a designated hitter for a couple of days, but, you know, pretty soon they're going to be back, you know, to National League only, and it's just unclear where Mike Shild is going to play all these guys.
It's really going to be interesting how he shuffles that lineup and keeps guys sharp. As I mentioned on the telecast last night, this is not about development. This is about winning at this level. So you want to keep guys sharp. You want to keep them playing. I think it's going to be fascinating how Mike is going to move guys in and out of the lineup.
And as John Mozeliak told you on Monday, you know, their intent when they bring up these young guys is for them to play. You know, they don't want these guys sitting on the bench because that doesn't help anybody. But right now, and, you know, Tyler O'Neill's not that far away from coming back, supposedly. He hasn't started his rehab stint yet. But assuming Tyler O'Neill is, you know, when he's ready, he's got to come back to St. Louis, I would think, because of all these guys that we've talked about, you know, O'Neill still has the highest potential because of his raw power. And so, you know, they've only got now a month and a half to see whether Tyler O'Neill's going to be healthy enough and consistent enough that he can be a starting outfielder next year.
What has been the trickle-down effect at Memphis when you have Thomas and you've got both Thomas and Arozarena now with the big league club?
Well, the good news for Memphis is that Justin Williams, the outfielder, the left-handed hitting outfielder the Cardinals got in the Tommy Pham trade with Tampa Bay a year ago, is finally healthy. And they did, just like a Rosarena, they sent him down to AA for a while, and then he hit well there, and then now he's back with Memphis. And he, Adolis Garcia, and Harrison Bader make up the starting outfield, but they also have Ronel Ravelo, who can play corner as well. So, Memphis has four outfielders in their rotation, so they're not in bad shape there.
In terms of Justin Williams, intriguing guy. He can run, pretty good arm from everything I've been told. What do you think the ceiling is for him in terms of his immediate future?
Well, the big question on Williams is, will his power emerge? And, given that he had a broken hand that took him months to recover from, and, the importance of hand strength to the swing of a hitter, Williams basically has had a lost season. He's the kind of player that I think would be better served going to the Arizona Fall League, which will start in September, versus being the fifth or sixth or seventh outfielder in St. Louis the final month, and maybe being a defensive replacement and a pinch runner. Williams just needs at bats to make up for this lost season. He's only played in like 31, 32 games all year long.
Harrison Bader had a couple of home runs in a game over the weekend. Is he starting to turn things around a little bit offensively?
It looks like he is. And, he had a rough stretch when he first went down to Memphis. But over the last four or five games, he's really started to come around with a bat. And, I thought perhaps he might be the one to get called up instead of a Rosarena. But as John Mozeliak again told you on Monday, they're looking for a little longer period of consistency from him. But at a minimum, Harrison Bader is going to be back in 2 weeks when the rosters expand on September 1. It's just, he may find a hard time getting back into the regular rotation.
We saw a major league debut by Junior Fernandez. What was your take of that on Sunday against the Pirates?
Yeah, he wasn't as crisp as you would have liked to see him, but my gosh, there's probably some pretty serious butterflies going on when when you're finally making your major league debut. It did take him a while to get into action because, part of it, they were on the road playing big games, and hopefully he'll be able to get back on the mound, and in his second time out, he'll show a little better of what he's capable of, because I think he definitely has the capability of being a long-term member of the pen.
Well, a guy was let go of his duties as the assistant hitting coach, somebody that I know well, that's Mark Budaska. The Cardinals right now ranked near the bottom of the National League, multiple categories in the offensive end, 13th in runs per game, 13th in batting average, .244 collectively. I think they're 12th now in on-base percentage and 13th in slugging percentage. Jeff Albert stays, Mark Budaska goes. Your thoughts of Mark Budaska being let go as the assistant hitting coach?
Well, I was surprised. Now, I'm not in the clubhouse. I'm not in the coaches' meetings every day, so I don't see the dynamics, among the coaching staff. The fact that the Cardinals aren't hitting well, probably you wouldn't think the assistant hitting coach would necessarily be the most accountable person for that. I think more likely, you have a situation where, as mentioned, John Mozeliak used the term philosophical differences, and that's, a generic term. Obviously, we don't know what those philosophical differences are. I worry a little bit about, slapping the label, new school, old school on individuals. But, clearly the Cardinals are trying to implement change, and Budaska, wasn't viewed as being a complete part of that. And the fact that it occurred on August 12th tells you that it was fairly serious in whatever the disagreements were, that they didn't just let it ride out till the end of the season.
You think there's concern if you're the Cardinals, and he's worked a lot with Colton Wong, a lot with Paul DeJong, had success with those guys, to let him go even at this point in the season? Now, I understand your point, but do you think there's concern because he had success with those young guys moving forward without him being in that dugout?
Well, you probably know better than me, Dan. At the major league level, there's much less teaching going on. Budaska was known for his teaching and working with hitters. And granted, at the major league level, these guys need to make adjustments, and they certainly want to work with somebody who knows them and knows their swing well. But, I think the impact at a teaching level is probably a little, less important at this level than it might be, when he was down at Memphis, for example. I hope that the hitters are professional enough that, they're going to be able to move through the transition. And Jobel Jimenez has worked with a lot of these guys as well. So, you know, for every guy maybe that relied on Budaska, there'll be a guy that, you know, clicked and connected with Jimenez when they were in the minors.
I was going to ask you about him, too. Tell me about Jobel Jimenez, his background in the game, and what he brings to the table.
A former infielder from Venezuela. He's in his early 40s. Been in the organization for, like a dozen years. Started, in the Venezuelan Summer League and just worked his way up. Has, been in the Arizona Fall League, coached there. You know, really pretty much worked at every level. And is a guy that definitely understands all the new measurements and talks about them in his job. And is a guy that, seems to be very well liked. But, you could say that about Budaska as well. The true test will be at the end of the year or in the off season as to whether, Jeff Albert brings in a guy, someone from the outside, or whether, Jobel's a long-term solution. It's not clear at this point. And, maybe like everybody else, it's an interim thing and he's in a trial and we'll see. One thing is clear, the assistant hitting coach has been a position where there's been a lot of turnover from three different guys have been released from the job in the last 3 years. First, May, who worked under John Mabry.
Billy Miller.
Yeah, and then Billy Miller, of course, when both Matheny and Mabry were let go, and of course, now Budaska.
When you think about a season, it's so long, and these are the dog days at the major league level. But in the minor leagues, Brian, maybe you can shed some light on this. No pun intended. It's light at the end of the tunnel because their season ends by the end of August, September, depending on if you're going to postseason play. So this really is the stretch run right now of the minor leagues.
That's right. Typically, the end of the regular season in the minor leagues is Labor Day. And so, we're talking about 2.5 weeks from now. And as it stacks up right now, none of the full season clubs are going to make the postseason. Springfield still has an outside chance, but Memphis is, Memphis, Palm Beach, and Peoria are all pretty much out of it or have already been eliminated. Johnson City and State College have a chance as well. Gulf Coast, not. So, this has been an atypical year in that there's been a lot of losing in the minor league system. Of course, player development continues as always, but the Cardinals have in the past, won a lot more games than they've won this year. Now, as I said, Memphis had a lot of injuries before and their offense is now starting to come along. Their pitching as well as at sprint, pretty much every level, the pitching has been the problem this year in the system.
When people go to thecardinalnation.com, you have posted the major league schedule for next year. I found it really interesting in the beginning of June. 4-game series on the road at Pittsburgh, 3 at New York, then 2 days off, 2 games in London, and a day off. That could be a very, very tough test for the Cardinals. They're going to have the American League East, never easy. What were your thoughts on seeing the schedule for next year?
Well, the first thing I noticed was the fact that it starts so early. We're talking about, spring training traditionally had sort of, flowed all the way through the month of March. Now the season opener is going to be on March 26th. So, and this is, of course, about giving the players more days off through the course of the season, which they've done now the last year or two. But, the final game of the regular season is on September 27th. So, maybe at least there won't be playoff games in November, which isn't a bad thing. As far as the details of the schedule, yeah, there's going to be tough stretches for every team. But, it's going to be exciting to see the Cardinals and the Cubs play a lot in September again. I think they have at least 2 series in the final month next year, if my memory serves me correctly.
More features keep rolling out on the Schnucks Rewards app, all designed to simplify shopping. Your rewards points still continue to pile up, earning you money off your next purchase. But now you can create customizable and shareable shopping lists. Shop for your family's dietary needs with the new wellness icons. Gluten-free, organic, heart smart, it's all covered. So this week, simplify shopping. Try the new features on the Schnucks Rewards app. Shopping will never be the same. Schnucks Rewards. Download it today. Hair Salon for Men. Proud sponsor of ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. Home base in St. Louis, founded in 1997. 16 locations. You'll receive the perfect haircut, complimentary beverage, relaxing shampoo, hot towel and a mint, complimentary shoe shine, all for just $22. And for an extra $5, get a stress-relieving scalp massage. Hair Salon for Men. 16 locations. There's one near you. Hair Salon for Men. We'll return to our conversation with Brian Walton in just a moment. If you're looking for a spot to host your fantasy football draft, look no further than Westport Social. located in Westport Plaza. Now, they've got jumbo TVs, ice cold beer, nachos, wings, everything that you want, and private spaces to connect your computers with high-speed internet. Westport Social, your football headquarters for fantasy football. Visit this website. Also, live music every weekend. WestportSocial-STL.com for more information. WestportSocial-STL.com for more info. Are you ready for the boys of summer? Well, pull up a front row seat at Hot Shot Sports Bar and Grill for all the Cardinals action this season at one of their 11 area locations. During every Cardinals game, you can enjoy the new Hot Shots Triple Play Special featuring a large pizza, order of boneless wings, and a bucket of Bud Family bottles, available for a great price. Also, be sure to join the party on the last Tuesday of each month this season for Hot Shots Ticket Tuesday and your shot to score a pair of tickets to an upcoming game. Don't forget to score $1 Hot Shots tacos any day after the Cardinals score 8 or more runs. Hot Shots, proud home of Cardinal fans since 1990. Your home for all the games, all the time. Find a Hot Shots location near you. HotShotsNet.com. Speaking of September, give me an idea of who you think might get called up, because some are on the 40-man. Some would have to make an adjustment with that, like a Jake Woodford if he's called up. Give me the guys that you think could see some playing time or at least get called up in September.
Yeah, in fact, I wrote an article about that. Actually, I have two articles about it. First, I was a two-part because I ended up getting so long. But at first, I looked at the 40-man and said, okay, you know, if openings need to be created, you know, where could that come from? And one option is if Jose Martinez, and we don't know this yet, but if Jose Martinez's shoulder is bad enough he can't play, then he could be moved to the 60-day disabled list, and that would create a spot. Another option is Drew Robinson, who has been injured, is still injured, down in Memphis, and he would have to be released, but he doesn't have any minor league options remaining. So, you know, he's a guy that's, you know, going to be on the bubble next spring, certainly. So you could, you know, you could create some opportunity there. Then on the other side of the coin, you look and you say, okay, now that a Rosarena is up, that was sort of the Rosarena and Junior Fernandez. Those were sort of the easy ones. Max Schrock, the second baseman, probably not, isn't hitting well. And you've already got, Ramon Urias and Edmundo Sosa, who are already on the 40-man at Memphis, it would seem to be ahead of him. You look at catching, and, you know, Kisner's really it, I think. I can't imagine they would add anybody else. Relief, the relievers that are at Memphis, they're all still really young, don't require 40 Rule 5 protection. So then you'd say, you know, would they add a Mike Myers or a Zach Roscup again? You know, maybe if they want an arm. And then, you know, Woodford is the question on starting pitchers. And, you know, as Mo mentioned on Monday, you know, Woodford hasn't been as consistent as they'd like. You know, maybe they bring him, if they bring him up, he's probably not going to be the replacement for Waka as a number five starter. He would fit into long relief somewhere. And if they, you know, if they needed a 40-man roster spot, as I said, Martinez to the 60-day DL, releasing Robinson, they could outright a player like Ronel Ravelo if they need to, you know, dip down further. But the point is, there aren't a lot of guys that are down the minor leagues who look like they can contribute in September that are already on the roster.
One of the players that has pitched well, making a name for himself both at the minors and the majors, is Daniel Ponce de Leon. His last three appearances with the Cardinals were ugly because he couldn't throw strikes, but that necessarily hasn't been the case down in the minor leagues. It looks like he's kind of refound or rediscovered finding the strike zone, and that's what the Cardinals have asked him to do.
You know, yeah, Ponce de Leon's the Pacific Coast League Pitcher of the Week. His last time out, he threw like seven scoreless innings on two hits, struck out 11. I mean, it was, you know, not unlike his major league debut. You know, that, you know, he was just completely dominating. But then the next time out, Ponce de Leon might, you know, issue five or six walks. And he just, you know, hasn't been as consistent. But really, even with St. Louis, you know, he probably didn't pitch that much worse than Waka. It's just because he's young and he's more inconsistent, I suspect, you know, he doesn't necessarily get as much rope. I think, you know, if he can finish strongly over these last couple of weeks in Memphis, you know, he could definitely, you know, work his way back into that participation in the starting mix, because he's really the, you know, he's really the next guy up. I think, you know, holding out hope that Gomber and Reyes are going to get back this season is futile at this point. They're, as we talked about, we're almost out of minor league games for these guys to throw in rehab, even if they had a miraculous recovery. So, you know, I think Ponce de Leon and, you know, Woodford would be the next guy. They're pretty much it.
Finally, Brian, where could folks go to find all your information, and what do you have on your site?
Well, as you said, the place is thecardinalnation.com. We have all our local, our normal team reports and recaps to the minor leagues. We talked about an international prospect that the Cardinals just signed, a center fielder, interestingly enough, out of Aruba. We talked the 40-man roster articles that I talked about, certainly a story about Badaska, a story about Rosarena. In addition to Ponce de Leon, Lucan Baker was the player of the week in the Florida State League. And Lucan Baker, of course, is the big first baseman, second rounder last year from TCU, who's finally starting to show a little power. Now, it's been a short window, but that's an encouraging thing. So, you know, lots of stuff going on. I think we've posted, if I remembered right, something like 12 articles just since the beginning of this week alone. So lots of content about the Cardinals and the minor league system at the Cardinal Nation.
It's always great stuff, thecardinalnation.com. Brian, we do this every Wednesday. Thank you, and we'll catch up next Wednesday.
Sounds good, Dan.